The US Central Command has confirmed that they have completed 11th consecutive night of strikes on Iran, the latest being on Tuesday, July 21st, that is yesterday. The US Central Command even said their assets have targeted Iranian military operation centers, maritime capabilities, aircraft hangars, drone storage facilities, and military logistics infrastructure. I've made a video on showing all the small important islands owned by Iran in the Strait of Hormuz that act as military attack centers and watchtowers on all the ships that transit through the Strait of Hormuz. Watch that video, you will understand Iran's military strategy around the Strait of Hormuz. Now coming back to the strikes that the US conducted on July 21st, that is yesterday. As I said, the seven important islands of Iran in the Strait of Hormuz have been the main target of US strikes with an intention of degrading Iran's ability to threaten commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Then there has been widespread attacks near the southern Iran and the Strait of Hormuz area, places like Bushehr, Parchin, Behbahan, Mashahar, Bandar Abbas, Chabahar, Urmia, west of Tabriz, Baneh and Sirik. Nothing happened in the capital city of Tehran, only air defense siren went off and that had some chaos among public but no direct attack. There's only one confirmed inland hit, that is near Tabriz, that's it. Now on the other side, what we are hearing is that Israel has said they have no interest in joining United States war against Iran. Let me tell you who said this statement and what it actually means. Who said it? Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich has said Israel has no interest in joining the renewed US military campaign against Iran. The important word here is renewed. Now why is Israel staying out? These are the reasons. Number one, whatever happened with Iran so far, it already favors Israel. Israel has no interest in joining the campaign. The current situation is the best for Israel. Israel's primary objective has always been to weaken Iran's leadership. Almost everyone has been eliminated so far. And also Iran is facing tough economic pressure. So why intervene militarily and waste resources? Point number two, economic damage to Iran is doing the work. If you see, Iran's inflation is running around 85%. Food inflation is way over 134% in 4 months. And the Iranian rial is trading around 1.9 million to the dollar, meaning Tehran is being weakened without Israel spending resources or risking lives. Now point number 3, reduce risk for Israeli civilians. If you pay attention to Israel's actual role, it is to provide intelligence and other support without direct strikes. If you notice, Israel is not proactively striking Iran from past couple of months. The US Central Command is doing that. Israel is just supporting the US war effort by providing the US with intelligence and other assistance. But then I'm not saying Israel will never attack directly. Israel is always on high alert and they have operational plans for any possible escalation that might happen. And they will join United States on request or retaliate if Iran triggers or Iran does a preemptive strike on Israel. And when that happens, Israel will go after high value targets like energy infrastructure and nuclear sites. Because these are the things Israel has always wanted to hit since the original March campaign. But they did not do it. They held back at Trump's request, since striking them carries major risk for Gulf states and oil prices. If you see this entire war situation, I've noticed a pattern. At first, Israel was interested in taking down Iran, because regionally it is closer to Israel. Now, if you see, United States is more involved than Israel. I mean, Israel has become reactive, not proactive, and United States has become proactive, which initially was reactive. Now, if you pay attention to how this war has evolved in phases, it's not a straight line, but there is a real shift happening. Here's the picture. Phase 1. Late February to early March 2026. Operation Roaring Lion. During the first 5 days of the war, the United States carried out 3 times more attacks than Israel. US forces struck about 2,000 targets in Iran compared with roughly 600 Israeli strikes. If you remember, United States used bomber aircraft, which Israel doesn't operate, to drop huge quantities of large bombs capable of hitting hardened, deeply buried targets, like the B-2 strikes on underground missile sites. Then came the phase 2, around March. Israel became proactive. US was on sideline. After both countries announced a transition to the next phase of the operation, the trend reversed. Israel began carrying out nearly 3 times as many strikes as the US, hitting about 2,800 targets versus roughly 1,000 American strikes. At that time, if you see, US weapons stockpiles were getting low. The Joint Chiefs Chairman had warned Trump before the war that US weapons stockpiles were not large. So that is the reason Israel took the charge. Phase 3, now July. US is leading the campaign, Israel is on the sidelines. Israel is staying on the sideline by choice. The US is bombing, Israel is providing intelligence support. The quiet role of Israel is seen domestically as blessing, letting Israeli daily life continue without sirens or bomb shelters. So you see, there is a role reversal going on. Look at the cost and casualties. The US has taken direct human and financial costs. 17 US personnel have been killed so far. 420 wounded, one still missing, and the war has cost US taxpayers over $100 billion by mid-June. Israel, by staying reactive, avoids all of this. Strategic patience pays off for Israel. Economic collapse in Iran, that is inflation, currency crash, is doing what Israel wants without Israel spending resources. Then point number 3, political dynamics on the US side. J.D. Vance has already said long ago that elements within the Israeli government has pushed to derail diplomacy and pull Washington deeper into the war, suggesting Israel's influence shifted from let's go together to let the US carry this phase. Israel is still ready to jump back in. It is not as if they have pushed US in front. Israel is drawing up operational plans for scenarios where it could rejoin at Washington's request, or if Israel has to retaliate to an Iranian strike, or any proactive strike by Iran. And when that happens, Israel will go after high-value targets like energy, nuclear infrastructure, which they have always wanted to hit since March, but they held back due to Trump's request. So, if you see, Israel initially did go aggressive, but now they have shifted into a lower cost, high leverage reactive posture, letting the US absorb the current phase's costs and risks, while keeping the option open to jump back in on its own terms. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.